96 Cakes, I got Arthur Terry E. Hill with me. How you doing, Terry?
I'm good, Kimberly. Good morning. Thanks
good
for having
morning.
Me.
Good afternoon. Where you are?
California.
I know it's still morning there. How's Cali?
Cali is amazingly windy today.
Amazingly windy.
Yeah, we had storms up to 45 miles an hour last night. Blew trees over and did a lot of damage.
Some bad weather. Yeah. You always think of California having this most perfect weather.
But it's sunny but windy.
But you know, California has its days, too.
We got our days, exactly.
Well, Terry, we're here to talk about your three books, you know, the Sunday Morning Trilogy.
Yes.
Kicked it off with Come Sunday Morning, then When Sunday Comes Again, and then the third book is The Last Sunday. Why don't you kick it off by telling us a little bit about the first book?
The first book, Come Sunday Morning, is all the books are combined. It's a trilogy, and they're really for anyone who's ever been curious about what goes on behind the scenes at one of America's largest mega churches.
Right.
Come Sunday Morning revolves around Pastor Samantha Cleveland, who is beautiful and sensuous, and she also has an insatiable appetite for power and money and fame. And we love her, and she'll do anything to get them, and that includes murder.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's married?
She's married to another pastor, Pastor Hezekiah Cleveland, and they're together, a power couple that's over a multi-million dollar religious empire. And Samantha wants that empire. She's tired of living in Hezekiah's shadow, and Hezekiah has a little affairs on the side that she kind of grows weary of. She's had enough. So she takes matters into her own hands.
So both of them kind of like doing their own dirt.
They are. So
one can't point the finger at others and say, hey, hey.
Oh, please, nobody can throw the first stone.
Seem like they're trying to outdo each other.
They come close, too.
Now, Terry, what was the inspiration behind writing this trilogy?
You know, I was raised in the black church, and I love the church. But I really want to show the church from a different angle, a side that we all know exists, but we rarely discuss.
Right.
And I really wanted to show characters that were kind of multidimensional, not perfect, as you and I just talked about, not saintly, not evil, but just human.
Right.
You know, all churches, regardless of their size, have secrets. And I really wanted to talk about some of those and maybe even get others to talk about and have a clear, honest assessment of the state of our churches today.
Now, like you say, everything happens in every size church. Do you think more happens in the mega churches?
You know, I don't think so. I've talked to a number of people from a number of different size churches, and they all can relate to the story. And, boy, this has been going on in my church and, you know, from the small storefront all the way up to the mega churches. So it's pretty universal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's not all churches, Kimberly.
Oh, no. No. We don't want everybody to think that. No.
No. No way. I love the church.
Now, did you have fun writing the trilogy?
I had a great time writing the trilogy. Altogether, it took me about 2 years to get them done.
That's not bad. That's, you know, when you think about a trilogy.
Yeah, not at all. And the first one came out 2011. Second, When Sunday Comes Again, 2012. And The Last Sunday was just released last week.
Just released. All right. Do you have a favorite after trilogy, or are they all just, you love them all?
You know, I actually love them all. It's it's a complete package. And, you know, each one stands alone, but they really complement each other. And together they tell the full story. So it's hard to pick out the favorite of the three.
I know. I mean, I would say I love them all. That would have been my answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. Now, are you going to work on another trilogy, or are you going to stick, or you going to, is this the end of the trilogy?
Oh, no, that's the end of Come Sunday Morning.
All right,
that's
the end of that.
Trilogy, but, so I'm working on another one now, and it's in the political arena about politics.
All right, now.
I love powerful women, so this story is going to be about a powerful woman as well.
Well, thank you for making us powerful, Terry. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
I know. Don't make us a victim. Make us powerful.
Oh, my God. There's no victims in this one.
Oh, please. No. Now, when do you think that'll be out, Terry? Next year, 2014?
Oh, that'll be next year. Yeah,
all
probably
right.
Next summer.
Summer. Great. Well, Terry, how can we get copies of your trilogies?
The books are available on most online booksellers. You can certainly get it on Amazon.
Right.
And I really encourage folks to visit me on my website. It's, if you don't mind me saying it, www.terryehill.com. And that'll give you a link where you can also purchase them as well.
Also got to ask you, I'm old-fashioned. I like a hard copy book. Do you like the e-reader and Kindle?
I love it, yeah.
Okay,
I love
right.
them both, but I prefer hard copy as well.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, thank you so much. We want everybody to get copies. Come Sunday morning, get a copy of that, When Sunday Comes Again, and also The Last Sunday. Get all three of them.
All right. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Terry, thank you so much. Hope to have you on again next year, all right?
I would love to.
All right. Thank you.